Joining us now by phone right now from the Los Angeles County Jail is Conrad Murray, also with us his attorney, Valerie Wass. Dr. Murray, appreciate you being with us. There are a lot of questions I'd like to ask you, obviously, about this AG Live trial. I know you can't answer them or won't. Have you been subpoenaed to testify in the trial? And would you, in fact, be willing to give testimony in this trial if you were?
At this time, I have not been subpoenaed, and I am not interested in giving testimony in the trial.
But do you feel any guilt over the death of Michael Jackson?
I am an innocent man, Anderson. I maintain that innocence. I must tell you, I am extremely sorry that Michael has passed on. It's a tremendous loss for me. It's a burden I've been carrying for the longest while, and it's a burden I will carry for an indefinite period of time. The loss is just overwhelming. He was very close to me. I was close to him. We were absolutely great friends. And to be honest, I became a sounding board for Michael. He offloaded and regurgitated everything that was bad in his past and everything that was dark. And I have been the absorbent capacity for that.
Let me ask you about propofol. As you know, it's supposed to be administered in a hospital. It's a sedative used for surgery. And you certainly were not the first doctor to give Michael Jackson propofol, but you did order a lot of it. And as a doctor who swore to do no harm, I guess I just still don't understand how you could give this clearly troubled person this powerful sedative in a non-hospital setting.
I think that's a very good question, Anderson. The thing about it is, nobody knows, but I basically was doing my endeavor to get Michael away from propofol. Yes, indeed, I did order propofol to his home, but I was not the one that brought propofol into his home. I met him with his own stash. I did not agree with Michael, but Michael felt that, you know, it was not an issue because he had been exposed to it for years and he knew exactly how things work. And given the situation at the time, it was my approach to try to get him off of it, but Michael Jackson is not the kind of person you can just say, put it down, and he's going to do that.
As a doctor, though, aren't you the one who's supposed to be in a position to say to a patient, I will no longer treat you if you do not follow my instructions? Because from the time you got hired in March of 2009, according to prosecutors, you started ordering propofol in April, and between then and June, you ordered more than 4 gallons of the stuff.
Well, you see, Anderson, the whole story was not told in court. I was offered to be Michael's doctor on the tour since in December of 2008. And leading up to that, when the contract says I worked from May to June, but certainly I worked before that.
But you did order all that propofol.
So there is propofol that I met in his home, and I used it. Certainly, you know, again, as I said, I was trying to take the item away from Michael so that he can have a more normal lifestyle. I did not agree with him, whether it was on a concert tour or not. I did not. What had referee me the day after the game is true in retrospect, but my intentions were to get this thing away from him, and I succeeded. I was able to wean him off of it.
But
until 3 days before he passed away, there was absolutely no propofol given to that man.